I asked you guys at the end of last week what you would rate Donald Trump's first week, and 92% of you said that Trump got an A. The Democrat mind cannot understand Trump's success right now. Watch this CNN anchor. They audibly gasp when they are told the high approval rating of Donald Trump.
This is a very different Donald Trump. He's leading a very different administration the way he's attacking things, and the American public is very much more in line with him than they were at any point during his entire first term.
Well, I would say correction. This is not a very different Donald Trump. This is a very different Donald Trump in as being viewed by voters in this.
In the way he's going about things with Susan Wiles leading things, I think he is, you know, going at things in a much less disorganized fashion, much more organized.
Take me back in history.
Take you back in history. So it was so interesting to me that Donald Trump's first net approval rating of his second term is higher than his entire first term. And I was interested, has that ever happened? Has the second term net approval rating in the first month, have you ever had a higher rating than any net approval rating during the entire first term? Donald Trump is the only-
I have a really hard time believing this.
This is 100% true. I went back, I love spreadsheets. Donald Trump's is the first guy ever whose net approval rating in the first month of his second term is higher than any rating that he had as an entire first term, Kate Baldwin. This is true. I don't make stuff up. The numbers are the numbers.
The numbers are the numbers, guys. That guy is just reporting the facts, and that CNN anchor is trying so hard to correct him so Trump doesn't look good, but he does. He does, and you can see her face right here. Look at her face. She cannot rectify, and this is not just her, but she's, I think, a good example of the left right now. In her little leftist journalism mind, how someone like Trump could be so popular since he's so different than the bubble that she is in. And again, I think this points to what I've been saying about the future of the Democrat and Republican parties for a few weeks now, which is that the party that runs towards reality will control the country for decades, I believe. I think it's going to be the Republican Party, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. Democrats could make the switch and Republicans could still mess up big time, even though I don't think that's going to happen. The party that runs away from reality will struggle. And when I say decades, I truly mean decades. I think Republicans right now have an opportunity to take control of America with their agenda in a way that just hasn't been done for decades. And you can actively see in this journalist's mind, which, by the way, I think this journalist is a good representation of Democrats, because again, the Democrat Party and the mainstream media are one group. They are not two, they are one group. They're one and the same. You can actively see the cognitive dissonance on her face. And again, she represents the Democrat Party, so I think she represents the cognitive dissonance that they're all feeling. They cannot understand the voters anymore. They don't understand what's happening. They're seeing the numbers, and it's disbelief. And when it comes to this cognitive dissonance, you basically got two choices. You can either change your behavior to match the reality that's sinking in, or you can dig your heels in deeper and not change your beliefs at all. And as it stands right now, Democrats are doing the latter. And it's not going to serve them. Again, I'm kind of happy about it because I don't want Democrats to succeed. But just on a practical note, the latter will not serve them. And you'll remember, I'm not the only one that's talked about it. I talked about it a lot. But myself and other commentators said before the election that Trump was the moderate candidate. And people scoffed, especially in the left. They scoffed. They said Trump is anything but moderate. But the approval rating right here is proof of that. It's because Trump, since he's got, this is the great thing about Donald Trump, he talked about all these things and then he did them. He did them week one. So some of the data that's coming out right now is not just, do you like Donald Trump? It's, do you like the vision that Donald Trump had before and you're now seeing carry out? And I'm talking about deportations, of course. If you haven't looked, if you go to X today, ICE is actively every day posting their stats for how many people they've deported. It's awesome. It's fantastic. So I'm talking about deportations, tariffs on countries that are being ridiculous, just has leverage. There's that whole story with Donald Trump in Colombia. If you haven't seen that, go look it up. I'm not going to talk about it in this video. Common sense, social policies that Donald Trump is doing. Those are all moderate positions. They really are. Taking criminals from our country, it's not a radical thing. And so here's the really good news about all of that. Either you have two choices, basically, that can happen with this if Donald Trump is the moderate. You either have Democrats that are going to flee from this and Republicans will then take over for decades to come. That's a great option. Or on the other hand, Democrats will have to learn to come to the middle and reject some of the crazy leftist stuff that they've been promulgating recently, which I think is also a very good thing, because I don't care what political party it is. I don't want anyone in America to believe some of the crap that Democrats are pushing right now. And if Trump is the moderate and if people see that, they're going to have to align more with Trump's vision than their own vision in order to win votes. This tax season, file with QuickTax America, guys, because they're doing all federal returns for only $69. And what's more, they do all the work. So you don't spend 4 hours on TurboTax, then spend $150 or $200 or $300 at the end. They don't even tell you how much it is till the end. All you have to do is upload your files, answer a few questions, and then schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and QuickTax America does the rest. Instead of partnering with woke companies that, again, charge you hundreds, partner with QuickTax America that hates the IRS as much as you do, so they get you your best return. And again, it's only $69 for all federal returns, no matter how complicated your taxes are. You can go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com when you get your tax documents, or you can go to the link in the description below. Guys, there is this hilarious new ad that some MAGA Republicans just made for the Democrats struggling with Trump's victory, and it made my day when I saw it. Here it is.
Are you distraught after the recent presidential election? Here at Don't Cry Cryo, we understand your pain, and we're here to help. Our expert team of cryogenic care providers can cryogenically freeze you until the Trump presidency has ended. No more crying, no more anxiety attacks, just blissful sleep until Trump is gone. When you awaken from your slumber, we'll even have a party ready and waiting for you. It will be like his presidency never even happened. It was all just a bad dream. As an added bonus, you can choose the Vance add-on package. We'll extend your sleep for an additional 4 years at a 50% discount in the event J.D. Vance wins the next presidential election. Everything will be okay. We're here to take care of you in your time of need. So remember, don't cry, cryo.
Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.